now that the parliament in Ukraine has approved an overhaul of election law to ensure a fair voting process. International observers are preparing to monitor the repeat presidential vote later this month. That after widespread evidence that the runoff vote in November was subverted by fraud, intimidation, and disenfranchisement. Among the abuses observed in that vote, last-minute additions to voter rolls, voters turned away at the polls, voters pressured to turn over absentee ballots to their employers, and intimidation from police stationed inside polling sites. These are all problems that were observed and reported by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which monitored the vote. Gerald Mitchell heads the election unit for the OSCE.
The OSCE did make some preliminary recommendations very much along the lines of the package that has been adopted by Parliament, and these amendments are certainly a step forward. Overall, the Central Election Commission, which is responsible ultimately for the process, we felt it was a very important step that this be reconfigured. This is the body that did oversee widespread fraud and irregularities. So I think certainly this was an important step to instill confidence in the Central Election Commission. There have been some other adjustments, greater control of the sensitive election materials and how they're just distributed around the country, keeping much better records of the numbers of ballots being distributed and this type of thing, and also greater controls on mobile voting for the sick or elderly, that there's a provision that a mobile ballot box can be taken for them to cast their vote at home or in hospital. It's a special voting procedure. It shouldn't be widely used. However, we saw it being very widely used, and this was also one means for a lot of fraud.
The fear there would be that with these mobile ballot boxes, essentially you lose oversight, you lose control?
Exactly. You lose oversight, and this is a part in the election process that can be exploited to increase the vote for certain parties or candidates, and this was certainly an area that was not properly regulated in the previous voting. We've also stressed a need for much greater transparency in the publication of results so that people can check the result in their own polling station and compare it with the results that the Central Election Commission are announcing.
It's one thing, of course, to approve these changes to the election law in a piece of legislation. It's a totally other thing to actually enact them on the ground. And you're talking about a lot of changes that have to happen in the next couple of weeks before this vote. How confident are you that all these things that we're talking about will be put into effect in a meaningful way?
Well, exactly. It's a very important point that you raise, because while this reform package is a step forward, ultimately the integrity of the election will depend on a commensurate level of political will to implement these new procedures and regulations. The Ukrainians do have a big challenge on their hands. There seems to be a very concerted effort from what we've seen in the last days to implement the reform package. But you're right, it will be a very significant challenge. And this reform package alone will not ensure that all the problems will be corrected. But again, a commensurate level of political will to implement effectively these reforms would be very, very helpful.
In the end, Mr. Mitchell, do you think there will be a result from this vote on December 26th that you'll have faith in as a legitimate reflection of the will of the Ukrainian people?
Well, as observers, we don't intervene in the process, but we'll be watching very closely. And we certainly wish Ukraine as an OSCE participating state really well on December 26th, and hope that the political will to implement an election in line with OSCE commitments is very evident and on display.
Gerald Mitchell, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
Gerald Mitchell is head of the election unit for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, based in Warsaw. He observed the now discounted presidential elections in Ukraine and will be part of a team of nearly 1,000 monitors back in Ukraine for the new vote scheduled for December 26th.